Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Now, the campaign to prevent the harvesting rights of the state's forests being sold to the highest bidder has scheduled further protests for next month. But as Drive Time has learned, it may be the case that the government is on the point of dropping the idea entirely. Philip Boucher-Hayes joins me now. Where is government thinking on this one now?
Simon Coveney told the Dáil 2 weeks ago that the government would be announcing its decision in about 2 weeks' time. More recently than that, he was reported as being scheduled to bring the matter to the Cabinet for debate and for decision yesterday, but that didn't happen yesterday. I understand today that it's officially now been long-fingered for several more weeks. And some reliable sources in government have also told me today that this is now the first step in just quietly shelving the entire proposal, in spite of the fact that we have agreed with the Troika that this is one of the state assets that would be up for privatisation, the proceeds, or 50% of the proceeds going to pay down debt, the rest job creation. But now it would seem that the sums just don't add up.
So if that is the case, why the change of heart?
Much like when Minister Brendan Howlin made announcements about the potential savings to be achieved from slimming down the numbers of allowances available to public servants, it seems that the projections of the savings that could be made, or rather the projections of the revenues that could be generated from the sale of the harvesting rights, were wildly optimistic. Nobody's ever really committed themselves to a figure here. Even the board SNP report, which first took a look at this in 2009, just said, look, let's look at it. But this is a very complicated process, actually working out what the harvesting rights are going to be worth, because ultimately what you're trying to do is project forward 80 years from now and say what timber would be worth. So even after working on it for several months now, Minister Coveney declined to tell the Dáil 2 weeks ago what the government would hope was be realised from the sale. I suppose you could say who would show their cards in advance of any potential sale. So there's good commercial reasons for not doing that. But as I say, number one, the maths behind a sale just doesn't seem to be adding up. And crucially, the demand just might not be there as well.
That is the question, because if you have several expressions of interest, surely that'll help the price at the end of the day. What do we know about the expressions of interest from international investors? Are they there? Are they on the table?
All we know is that we have been told that there are expressions of interest from any international investor. And there may well actually be such expressions of interest, but any auctioneer will always tell you that somebody is lined up and waiting to buy and very interested. So I would take those assurances with a pinch of salt. But we have made an automatic assumption here that there is actually a demand for Irish forests. And when you talk to people in the private sector of forestry, they say that they would get a much better return on investment of harvesting labour if they were to go elsewhere in Europe, to Romania, Bulgaria, or perhaps even the Baltic states. And very interestingly, there was a barometer of interest in Irish forestry just a couple of months ago. A plot of 1,100 acres of Ballybuffet Forest in Donegal was put up for sale. Now, 96% of the plot was under Sitka spruce. A lot of it was mature. It was due to be harvested next year, as it had been planted back in 1970. Quilcha put it on the market back in November of last year. They were looking for €4 million for it, but they did not get one single expression of interest. So extrapolating something from that, you'd say that if you're looking to get a sudden huge cash injection that the state wants or needs or has promised the Troika that it could get from forestry, they're going to have to start seriously discounting that price in order to achieve or to stimulate interest.
Taking into account all that you've told us, if they were to go ahead with a sale then, and we're into the realms of speculation, but how much might they realise?
Would depend on any number of things, but primarily it would depend on whether you released it in small plots over a lengthy period of time or you put the whole lot up for grabs straight away. Impact, who represents 600 Quilcha employees, commissioned the economist Peter Bacon to do a viability study. As you would expect, the figures emphasise the downside, but even allowing for that, the yield would be, they say, the equivalent of 3 weeks of interest payments that we are currently making, according to Matt Staunton of Impact anyway.
The proposal quite simply doesn't add up. Bacon's ultimate assessment was that the economic rationale for the proposed sale of Clear to harvesting rights no longer stands up and cannot be justified. Bacon's assessment was, to put it bluntly, a cold look at the bottom line. He might well have concluded that the sale had some economic merit, might even have concluded that a cost-neutral sale of an asset with a short-term gain might have or may have warranted some approval. But we believe Bacon's conclusion drove a stake through the heart of this proposal. His assessment found the state would remain liable for costs of $1.3 billion following a sale of the harvesting rights. These costs included a loss of funds from Quilter's profit flow, $565 million, a deficit caused by the sell-off, $313 million, economic costs of Quilter job losses, $19 million, Quilter debt liability, $172 million, pension liability, $130 million, loss of amenity value, $105 million. So what Bacon found was, to cover these costs, Quilter would need to sell timber at €78 per cubic metre, which is well above current or recent prices.
A lot above current or recent prices, which are about €43 per cubic metre.
OK, listen, another question for you, because if the harvesting rights are sold off, do we then lose the forests for a particular duration of time as a public amenity?
Look, anything is possible depending on the nature of the contract and the specifics in it. But this would seem to be something of a red herring issue. But it is the emotive issue. It's the one that captures public outrage. Trees, land, rights of way, obvious historical political resonance here, which still trigger a strong emotional response. The government has said repeatedly that the public would still have access, but I suppose trading on the general lack of trust in government, a concerted campaign has raised fears that this would not be the case. But consider this. It is virtually impossible, as has been shown repeatedly, to extinguish public rights of way. And I've been speaking to the managers of privately owned forests, and they have told me that the public are free to roam on private forests where there are already rights of way, and that the public liability costs of insuring yourself against a member of the public injuring themselves are so small that it's just not worth going and trying to extinguish to remove or exclude law-abiding walkers from the forest. But look, this is all kind of moot now anyway, because one government source said to me today that Pat Rabbit would not have told the Dáil 2 weeks ago that the prospect of a sale was looking more and more unlikely every day if he didn't seriously believe that that was the case. What I understand now has to be agreed is how the government would present this to the Troika, who are going to need to be convinced that there is a sound financial reason for the government reneging on something that they previously
and
agreed.
And since the Troika is still here and we have this deal with them on selling off state assets, what will we sell instead?
Well, all they have to do, I suppose, is long finger an announcement or a decision on this until the summer, and then we'll be back here in September and there'll be far more pressing issues to be considered, and from there it's really only a hop, skip and a jump to December and our hopeful return to the markets and saying farewell to the Troika.